Hi there, church leader. Today I'm going to share a thought with you simply titled, Show Them How and They Will Be Moved. When I first came back to New Zealand about 5 years ago, I heard a lot of people speaking very negatively about the heart for the gospel within the New Zealand church. People, in fact, outright said that the heart for the gospel had been lost by many members as well as by many pastors throughout the nation. One of the most classic illustrations I ended up having was of a friend who ran an evangelism seminar. He was invited by a church who had invited a broad group of churches to attend. This church had had the intent of hosting this evangelism seminar for around about 5 years, and it may well have been 10 years since they'd had evangelism training within that church. And so after all of this anticipation and delaying and planning, how many people do you think came to that evangelism seminar? Well, it was 5. It's a story I've shared in a lot of places, and it very quickly put a question in my heart. Has the New Zealand church lost its heart for the gospel? The exact same thing happened at a pastor level. I heard many people as I interviewed people around the nation regarding what was happening in the work of the gospel in New Zealand when I first came back, and they said that pastors had also lost the heart for the gospel. Pastors weren't preaching about it, pastors weren't talking about it, there were not many evangelistic programs even in many churches. And generally speaking, where they were, those programs were a plaster across a large wound. There really was a deficit in evangelistic focus and training and immobilization. What was the issue? Well, I firmly believe that if we show people how, they will be moved. And the question is, what do we show them how to do? When I trained my boys about a year ago to ride bicycles, I trained two of them at the same time, bought them bikes. There were only 3 things they needed to learn. They needed to learn how to balance and turn, how to brake, and how to pedal. Now, I taught them 2 of those things. I failed a little bit on teaching them how to brake. As a result, we went for a bike ride around one of the estuaries here in Tauranga, and we had a bit of a downhill slope next to a road, and indeed, both boys came off, graze, knees, tears, and even cars pulling over to help us because we had created such a spectacle through the accident that followed. Everyone was okay at the end of it. But you know what? My point is that I don't need to teach my boys how to do skids on the grass. They're going to learn that themselves, and they're going to rip up the lawn in our backyard. I won't need to teach my boys how to jump off things on the bicycles. As their confidence grows, they're learning all of those things by themselves, and they'll build ramps. There are 3 key things they must learn: how to pedal, how to brake, and how to balance and turn. Now, when it comes to evangelism within any culture, there's going to be exactly the same. If we teach people the right things, they'll be able to be mobilized. Let's jump back to that seminar that I told you about. It was a great privilege and honor, and maybe God's planning. It was a great privilege and honor, and maybe God's plan that was in a church that I knew. I had friends in that church and a relative who attended there. We happened to be in that part of the country just a couple of weeks after the seminar had been run, and I went out for lunch with about 50 or 60 people from that church after the Sunday service. At that lunch, I decided to interview these different people that I knew. And because I knew them, I did not assume that there was no heart for the gospel in them. In fact, I knew many of them had been to evangelism trainings and had tried to engage with applying what they had learned 20 years earlier. And one by one, they shared. And in short, what they were sharing was that this just doesn't work anymore. Now, of course, they weren't saying the gospel doesn't work. The gospel is the power of God for the salvation of all who would believe. So the question is, what is it that they were saying? And what they were saying is that if you teach me what the gospel is and how to share it, that doesn't help me because I learned that 20 years ago. And it didn't work then because I sat down with my friends in an awkward conversation and shared with them what the gospel is. And at the end of it, they said, well, good for you. I'm so glad you found what works for you. It was like water off a duck's back. And why? Well, let's give it a different verse. Instead of the power of God for the salvation of all, how about the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God? 1 Corinthians 4:4. People are spiritually blinded. And so what we need to discover is that people are spiritually hungry and interested within our nation. The reason that maybe some pastors and certainly many members are not mobilized is that we haven't shown them how. To give you a couple of illustrations of the spiritual hunger and interest within people, I think of a hitchhiker who was a skateboarder. There were actually 2 of them that I picked up. And one of them was into graffiti, so I thought, well, maybe my opportunity here is to show him a presentation of the gospel that uses graffiti. I had one on my iPad. I showed it to him, but he didn't listen to the audio. He was just impressed with the graphic and more keen on a real conversation with me. And so we discussed, and it turned out that he was fully interested in spiritual things. He'd been to a drop-in centre in some church in the Cambridge area within New Zealand, and he had questions in particular about why we would believe there's only one path to God when there's so many religions in the world. And also regarding the size of the universe, how could we be the only planet on which God has placed life? There was spiritual interest and spiritual hunger. I think of another hitchhiker I picked up more recently. Now, he was in the car for 4 hours from way down Wellington through to Kawerau. And we talked about all sorts of things. Now, this hitchhiker, I believe, had a relationship with God. What he didn't have was a key part of the revelation. You see, he'd been in a Christian school when he was young, but he didn't believe the whole Christian deal. Yet he believed in a God who was good, who was loving, who was present, who did miracles, and who provided for him. He journeyed with this God with integrity. He forgave. In fact, his character and his beliefs, his way of seeing the world was exceptional. He'd even at one point, when travelling around the world with a backpack, experienced God's provision so directly so many times that in the outback of Australia, he decided one day to take his backpack and shoes off and threw them off the side of the road and walk down the road to test and see if God would indeed provide for everything that he needed. And God did. And so my conclusion in this long conversation, at the end of it, was that there was just one thing I needed to try to communicate with him. I believe that he had a revelation of God that was authentic, yet it lacked one key part. He didn't know God's name. Because God's name is Yahshua, Jesus. Jesus is the fullest revelation of God, and through him we can know God not just as an idea, even if our concept of God might be biblically true, but we can know God in person. You see, people are spiritually interested, we've just got to show our members how. And so to bring it to a conclusion, what is it that we need to show them how to do? And I put to you that it is not how to share the gospel, and not a definition of what the gospel is. It's not two simple questions to try and get a conversation going in which we might share the gospel. Instead, the skill set is how to have a non-threatening, two-way, spiritual conversation with your average multi-religious New Zealander. Because we live in a culture, in the West, where most people consider themselves spiritual. They have spiritual beliefs, spiritual hunger, and spiritual interest. The deficit within our churches is the simple skill set, like the three things to ride a bicycle, that are needed. The skill set needed is not what the gospel is and how to share it, even though this must eventually be learnt. The skill set is how to have a non-threatening, two-way spiritual conversation with a multi-religious New Zealander. Pastor, I encourage you to look at the member mobilisation strategy we have provided at altogether.co.nz. This gives you the framework for building an authentic evangelistic culture. But then what you need to give your members is content that makes sense to them. Please look at the sermon outlines and studies that we have provided, because I have many, many times over the last 5 years, back here in New Zealand, seen members mobilised as they began to comprehend just how easy it was to have a spiritual conversation with a multi-religious New Zealander. Once they've developed that skill set, it is a very easy step to move on to actually sharing something personally within that conversation. So show them how, Pastor, and they will be mobilised. May the Lord make you effective in making your members effective.